Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. The Bible is right. You know the Bible is right. Hallelujah. We thank God for the Bible. Amen. The precious Word of God that's right all the time. Amen. No matter what else, glory to God, the Bible has the answers. The Bible is the answer. Amen. And the Word of God is right because God is right. Glory to God. Well, beloved, glory to God, we're in the book of Proverbs. We're in the 18th chapter. We're considering the 11th verse. Glory to God. Proverbs 18:11. Glory to God. And Proverbs 18:11 says, a rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as a high wall in his own conceit. Glory to God. As a high wall in his own conceit. Glory to God. The Bible tells us, glory to God, that a rich man's, glory to God, a rich man's wealth is his strong city. And glory to God. And as a high wall in his own conceit, glory to God. Glory to God. Reading that in the King James Version, it's a little obscure, glory to God. But when we read the Positive Thinking Bible, it and the other versions, it gets a little clearer to us. And in the Positive Thinking Bible, it says the rich think their money is a wall of protection. The rich think their money is a wall of protection. Glory to God. You know, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Glory to God. Safety is of the Lord. The rich man thinks that their money is a wall of protection. Glory to God. But we see, glory to God, that the wall of protection is really, glory to God, the Lord. Amen. He is the real protection. But rich people think their money is protection. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then in the Tanakh, it says, the wealth of a rich man is his fortress. In his fancy, it is a protective wall. He thinks, the rich man thinks, glory to God, that his money is a fortress. Amen. Sure. Glory to God. And in the today's English version, the Bible says, the way that Proverbs 18:11 reads, it says, rich people, however, imagine that their wealth protects them like a high wall. Like a high, strong wall around the city. Rich people imagine that their wealth protects them. Glory to God. Their wealth keeps them. They believe that their money is keeping them. Amen. Glory to God. But we know in reality, glory to God, that there's things that money can't do. Amen. Glory to God. We know the truth, glory to God, that money can be just an illusion. Amen. The things that money does not and cannot protect you from is hatred, kidnapping, sickness. I don't care how much money you have. Money doesn't protect you from sickness. Look at Franklin Delano Roosevelt. President of the United States of America came from a very wealthy family, but he was paralyzed in his legs. Amen. Glory to God. So money can't help you from sickness. Don't care how much money you have. Money, you could be wealthy as you want to be, and it doesn't protect you from death. It doesn't protect you from loss. It sure doesn't protect you from hell, from judgment. Money can't protect you from prejudice. You could have all the money you want. And look at the Jewish people. They had all kinds of wealth. It didn't protect them over in Germany in World War II. The Nazis didn't care how much money you had. Amen. They came after you. You find that money can't protect you from being stupid if you're stupid. Amen. Money can't help you from making mistakes. It can't help you from envy, jealousy, bad behavior, ignorance, glory to God, rejection. It sure can't keep you and protect you from demons and Satan. It can't keep you from curses, glory to God. No respect, no credibility, amen, glory to God. I want to read from the Believer's Bible Commentary on this verse, and this is what it says. The rich man trusts in his wealth to protect him in his own esteem. He thinks that it will serve him like a high wall to guard him from danger of every kind. But his riches fail him. His riches fail him when he needs them the most. Amen. That was from the Believer's Bible Commentary, that his riches fail him. And as I was thinking about that, glory to God, I was thinking about in Genesis, the 47th chapter, I was thinking about Joseph in Egypt when the Egyptians needed their money the most because they were in a famine. Their money let them down. Amen. Their money failed them. They found out to trust in your money and down you go. But to trust in God, it'll cause you to flourish like a palm tree. Amen. And I was thinking about Joseph and how the money failed. I want us to turn there. If you will, please go to Genesis, the 47th chapter. Genesis, the 47th chapter of Genesis, glory to God. 47:13. Genesis 47:13. Genesis 47, starting in verse 13. I'll read. This is from the King James Version. And it says, "And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, for the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when money failed in the land of Egypt," let's hold there for just one moment. It says, when money failed, in my Bible, I've got that circle. Glory to God, I got it highlighted in circle. It says right here in the Bible that money failed. Amen. Glory to God. That's why the Lord tells us not to trust in uncertain riches. Not to trust in your riches. Why? Because money can fail you. Money fails. And money flies away like an eagle toward heaven, the Bible says. I have a saying that I say. I say money can talk. It says bye-bye. You get paid, and a day or so later, it's all gone. Money can talk. It waves at you and says bye-bye. There's so many things that you need to do with it. In a market economy, glory to God, in a market economy, there's so many things that you need to do that money just disappears. Amen? It flies away towards heaven, glory to God. And by the way, my advice in this particular economic situation in America is to get out of debt. Get out of debt, out of debt, whoever you are, wherever you are, because of the economic situation in America, we're going to experience hyperinflation. It hasn't really gotten here yet. It's just starting. But you yourself know. If you don't know, go out and have some fast food. go out to a fast food restaurant. It isn't going to be $5 for a hamburger and french fries and a soda or whatever. Amen? You get hamburger and french fries for two people, it can be $21 now. Amen? You notice the difference right away. Right away. So my advice, if you're living in America at this time, my advice for you, because of what is coming, is to get out of debt. Make that a priority. Also, to counter inflation, to counter the inflation that's coming, I'd like you to consider cryptocurrencies. Oh, Pastor, I've heard about them things, but I don't know. That's right. You don't know. So that's why you need to begin to educate yourself. Go online or go wherever you go to get your information and start researching about cryptocurrencies. It's digital money. And digital money is the money of the future. It's the finances of the future. People are going to demand sound money in the years to come. Sound money. They're going to move away from the dollar to sound money. You're going to need to get out of debt. Money will fail you right here in verse 15 and Genesis 47:15. It specifically says money failed. Back in Egypt, the money failed them. There was a famine, and money failed them. And I'm telling you that money in the future is going to fail you. Glory to God. Start setting yourself up now, because whatever comes, it's going to be so much easier if you're not carrying a whole lot of debt. If you don't have a debt service, a large debt service, glory to God, you'll be able to manage things immensely easier. Glory to God. I recommend, glory to God, that you begin to get out of debt. Glory to God. And then consider sound money. Amen. Well, we're going to go on. Amen. Verse 15. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread. For why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. Once again, that's the second time that those two words, money failed. Amen. Twice the Bible. And when the Bible says something twice, glory to God, pay attention. Amen. Glory to God. Money failed them back in those days. Many modern countries, their money failed them. Glory to God. And I'm telling you that America is in for a rough time, glory to God, when they start dropping helicopter money on everybody. What's helicopter money, Pastor? When they start mailing checks, stimulus checks to everybody, glory to God. When that kind of money starts, when trillions of dollars hits any economy, that economy inflates, glory to God. And I'm telling you, things are going to get much more expensive, glory to God. And glory to God, the money after a while is going to fail you. Amen. But trust in the living God and you're going to be just fine, because there are verses in the scripture that speak about famine specifically, that the Lord will keep you through famine and make sure that you eat. In a famine, Pastor? Yes. He promises specifically in a famine that if you trust him, that he will take you through famine. Well, how do I? Well, the story here with Joseph, he took them through famine. The Hebrew people were in Goshen, and they ate, amen, because God had raised up Joseph to be a protector and a provider for them. He was a type of Christ, amen, a savior for the whole world at that time, and that pointed to Jesus Christ, glory to God. He was a type of Christ, glory to God, and just as Joseph, God provided for Joseph to be there to save his people. He's provided for Jesus Christ is here to save his people. And I'm telling you that God promises, glory to God, that if you're a born-again Christian, glory to God, if you're one of his people, glory to God, that he will see you through famine, glory to God. You understand? And so that 15th verse, at the last two words in that verse says, money faileth, the money faileth. Verse 16, and Joseph said, give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail. That's the third time the Bible mentioned that money fail. Whoa, time has flew by so fast. I'm up against a commercial. Hold on, I'll be right back after the commercial. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're in Proverbs 18:11, and in the Positive Thinking Bible, that verse reads, the rich man thinks their money is a wall of protection. And we were in Genesis, the 47th chapter, and we were down to the 16th verse, and it was talking about, I was talking about the fact that in the Bible, it shows right here where an economy failed, specifically the money failed. And it said that so far, it said that three times, that specifically the money failed. And so when something happens in the Bible, glory to God, I'm telling you that something can happen in real and in our modern time also. Amen. It could happen now. Amen. But back here, it happened in Egypt. And in the 16th verse, it says, where, Pastor? Genesis 47:16. And Joseph said, give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail. And they brought their cattle unto Joseph. And Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses and for flocks and for cattle of the herds and for the asses. And he fed them with bread for all their cattle. He fed them for all their cattle that year. You notice it says, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange. Amen. What is that? That's bartering. Amen. You know, in the Great Tribulation, the last 3.5 years, it talks about, glory to God, that Christians are going to be hunted down because they will not bow down to the Antichrist. They will not bow down to the Antichrist, and they refuse to take his mark in their forehead or in their hand. Amen. They refuse. And because they refuse to worship him as God, because they know better, they know Jesus is Lord. Amen. Not the Antichrist. Glory to God. And so because they refuse to worship him, they're going to be hunted. And that's what the Great Tribulation is. It's not just another war. Some people teach that it's just another war amongst the thousands of other wars down through history. No, this is a different kind of war. This is a war specifically on the saints of God who refuse to worship the devil and who indwells the Antichrist. Amen. But so we won't be able to buy and sell, the Bible says. Without that number on the forehead or hand, we won't be able to buy or sell. And people say, well, how will we live? How will we live? See this 17th verse? One of the ways we'll live, it says, and they brought their cattle unto Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange. What that mean, in exchange? It's a bartering, amen? Before there was currency kind of money, people bartered. They bartered, amen? Also, people hunted and fished for food and baked flour for bread. Amen? There's always been different ways to manage outside of a printed currency, because we're going to be cut off from that currencies and stuff of that nature. Amen? Glory to God. But we're going to be able to borrow. We're going to be able to exchange things. Amen. We give you this and that if you'll give us so-and-so. And so there'll be exchange. Also, God promises, glory to God, that he's going to protect us, lead us, guide us, provide for us, amen, and absolutely deliver us. In the book of Daniel, it specifically says that during these end times, God is going to deliver every single person that believes in him, every single one of us. Amen. We have the promise of God that he's going to provide. Amen. So where money fails, God is not going to fail. He's not going to fail us in famine. He's not going to fail us in the great tribulation. Amen. But then we get down to verse 18. And when that year was ended, what year? The year where the money failed, so the Egyptians gave Joseph all their cattle. And with all their cattle, he fed them from the stores of grain that he had. But when that year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said unto him, remember, it's supposed to be 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine. 7 years of famine. This is the second year. So they got the second year plus five more years ahead of them. So in the second year, they said unto him, we will not hide it from our Lord how that our money is spent. Once again, what is that showing? That shows how money fails. Amen. Glory to God. You get your paycheck or you get some money in the world. Glory to God. And before you know it, it's all spent. Amen. That's a common experience with people. They call that now living from paycheck to paycheck. Amen. Your money is spent. Well, if money spends out so easily, how do we make it, Pastor? Well, when you become a born-again Christian, glory to God, you find out about some things. You find out about alms, giving to the poor. And the Bible says, he that gives to the poor shall never lack. And then you find out in the Bible about offerings, glory to God, giving offerings, glory to God. And giving offerings, glory to God, God promises, glory to God, that what you lend, he'll repay. Amen? And then you find out about tithing, giving 10% of everything that comes in. Amen? Everything that God brings into you, you give a tenth of it in tithing. Yeah, Pastor, but we're not talking about money giving tonight. Yeah, but we're talking about a way where your money won't fail, glory to God, because God will provide for you. When you give 10%, God can do with that 90%. He'll make sure that not only won't you miss it, you'll still be provided for. You would think that if you took 10% of what you make and give away, you'd be short. But people find out. I've never run into a person who's tithe. And they said after they tithe, what's tithe again, Pastor? I haven't heard of that. Tithe is giving 10% of your substance, what God brings into the Lord. Amen? I've never in my 45 years ever run into someone that told me, I'm so sorry I tithe. Oh, I wish I hadn't tithe. If I hadn't tithe, I could have made. Nope, I've always found the opposite. People find out. They say, it's a mystery. It's a mystery. I don't know how he does it. Even after I give 10% to the work of the Lord, glory to God, my needs are satisfied. My needs are taken care of. Everything is done. Amen. Glory to God. I got it. Amen. Glory to God. We still live. We still have food on the table. We can still make it. Amen. What is that? What's going on there? Amen. It's God's provision. Where money fail, God made a system where he doesn't fail and his system doesn't fail. There's spiritual, powerful spiritual laws. And one of the powerful spiritual laws is give and you shall receive. Give and you shall receive. Amen. God set that into motion, glory to God. And when you give and you give and you give, I'm here to tell you that when you give, you shall receive. The Bible says, he that watereth shall be watered also himself. You know a bucket that's drawing out water, while it's drawing out water, it gets wet itself. It can't help but getting wet, helping draw out water. Amen? Glory to God. It gets wet itself. And if you give, glory to God, it's going to come back to you. good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. You don't have to worry about it. God's going to make a way for you to be fed. He don't fail, and it doesn't run out. Amen? His provision doesn't run out. Amen? And so this 18th verse says that it says, we won't hide it from my Lord how that our money is spent. My Lord also hath our herd of cattle, and there isn't anything but our bodies and our lands left. 19, wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh. And give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. Amen. Glory to God. What happened here? They gave everything that they had to live. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, all the work of a man, is all his labor is for his mouth. When it comes down to it, he'll give everything to keep eating. Amen. He'll sell his jewelry to keep eating. He'll sell his car for him to keep eating. He'll do everything to keep eating. Amen. Glory to God. And it says in the 20th verse, and Joseph brought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians sold every man his field, because the famine prevailed over them. So the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he removed them to cities from one end of the borders of Egypt even to the other end thereof. Amen. He moved them from off the land into urban areas, into the city. And there's a revelation in that right there. Amen. Off the land, into cities, into urban areas. Amen. Glory to God. But when money fail, we see that the Lord Jesus don't fail. Amen. And the Bible lets us know, glory to God. When you go back to the book of Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs, glory to God. In Proverbs 29:25, and I'm turning back there real pronto, 29:25, glory to God. It says, 29:25 says, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Amen. It says, whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Glory to God. And so the rich man thinks that his money causes him to be safe, that his money is like a high wall of protection. But the real security is having the Lord, glory to God, because right here it says that he that puts his trust in the Lord shall be saved. The Lord will make a way out of no way. The Lord will make a way out of no way, glory to God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, glory to God. And you don't have to worry about it. He'll provide for you. Amen? In 1 Timothy 6:6, it talks about contentment. And it says contentment is great gain. That godliness with contentment is great gain. And how is that gain attained? Through trust in the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Trust in the Lord. Wherever you are, knowing that the Lord knows where you are. He knows where he has you. And he is going to provide for you. Amen. I don't care. And you say, well, but I'm having such a tough time. Well, he's got an assignment for you. There's something special that he's got. Amen. There's some good reason why he has you going through what you're going through. Amen. Glory to God. Must have a very important assignment for you. Maybe you're going somewhere where you absolutely have to know that God will provide. And so you'll have conviction that God will provide because he took you through it. Amen. And while we're going through the training process, it can be unnerving. It can be hard. I was in the Marine Corps, and going through their training was very hard. Amen. But that training made it possible for me to go through something even harder, and that was actual warfare. Amen. If I hadn't had the training, I would have really collapsed during the warfare. Amen. But the training helped me to get through. Amen. If you're going through tonight, glory to God, trust in the Lord. Turn to the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, ask the Lord Jesus to save you. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Who is the Lord? The Lord Jesus. It's clearly outlined in the Bible. Amen? Get in the Bible and you'll find out that all these other people that call themselves Lord, that's just titles that they take to themselves. But the Lord Jesus is the Lord. He is the Lord. Amen? Turn to Jesus. Call on the Lord Jesus. Ask him to save you, and he'll do just that. Beloved, glory to God. God bless you tonight. Hope there was something in God's word, glory to God, to let you know that God won't fail you. Amen? Glory to God. God bless you. See you next week. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and you'll lead. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.